Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today is 31st of May 2015. Before I get into the show, I just want to mention a little incident that happened. It's something that I went through over the weekend, and I thought it was worth mentioning. An acquaintance of mine, this was last Saturday, the 30th of May, he had a little, invited me to a little cookout, a little backyard cookout, and we used to work together. He used to work the same job I worked on some years ago. He's retired now, and so I really didn't feel like going, but he's pretty decent guy, and I wanted to at least go there and show up and hang around a few minutes and maybe eat a hot dog or something, and and going back to the house because I had other things to do. But what I want to talk about was he had some little grandkids, great grandkids. I think they were great grandkids. It was three of them there, and according to him, he had talked to me, kind of tell me a few things about what's going on sometime in the family. I don't get into people's personal business, but sometimes they'll tell me stuff because they know that I'm not going to, put their name out in the streets, and I'm not going to do this and whatever. So he informed me that, these little kids were some of the great-grandkids. And actually, they wasn't his biological great-grandkids, but it was his wife or the lady, whatever that he was living with. That's neither here nor there. But anyway, these had these three little kids there. One was 8, because I noticed when I first came up there, as far as kids go, they were just typical kids. And the one that, when I first got there, he was very engaged in talking. He didn't know me or whatever, so he says, my name is so-and-so, and what is your name, and I'm 8 years old, he says, and how old are you, it's which just kids, ask questions. And as far as kids go, I think he was very fairly intelligent kid, and he has great potential. But there's some things that he had a little sister there. I think she was about maybe 4 years old, and another little brother was about 5. But anyway, this friend of mine's driveway was adjacent to his neighbor's yard. It just cut a little invisible lot line down through there, at the edge of his driveway, and it was great. You could just tell where her part was. It was grass and whatever. I didn't see the lady that it belonged to, but anyway, these little kids, they had this little four wheeler, a big wheeler, I think of whatever they call it. So they was pushing each other, you know, and stuff. And so they for some reason, and that's the way kids are, they always want to go on somebody else's property and stuff, you know. So they would get out of his driveway, my friend's driveway, or his yard, and they would go right over there in this lady's yard on her lawn. And so he would say, you know, he'd get on them, you know, come out of the yard. Don't play over in this lady's yard on her lawn or what have you. Okay, you get them back out of the yard, off of the property. He would go in the house, or he would turn his back for a few minutes. Next 15 minutes, they're back over there again, and the same thing. Don't come out of the yard. Don't play over there. I just told you, blah blah blah. And this happened, you know, it's 3 or 4 times. And what I'm trying to get across is this. You see all the stuff that's happening to the juveniles, the stuff that they're doing these days. Not all of them, but they want, you know, you got you. They're doing stuff. They're rioting. I guess you'd say little mobs, little flash mobs. Little kids, 10 and 12, on whatever, up 13, 14. 15, then they've got some other people with them, other groups or whatever, somebody else older. But anyway, they have these little flash mobs. They attack, you know, attack some elderly person or do some whatever, a lot of stupid stuff. And what it is it's a crime. It's criminal behavior. But anyway, you see these little kids, the nice looking little kids, and like I said, they all three, they was have the potential. You can see it. They had the potential to be, you know, just grow up to be, you know, outstanding citizens in the community, doctors, lawyers, or what have you. And so, but what I was seeing in the future, I was looking ahead 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 maybe 10 years down the road, these same little kids, if you can't control kids at that age, 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever years old, if you can't control the kids at that age, what are you going to do when they get 13 or 14 years old? That's the question concerning that. And I really wasn't going to talk about that today, and I really didn't want to spend this much time on it, but I thought that was worth mentioning. And I could see these kids, they could either grow up to be some decent kids, have some positive lives, or those same kids, you know, they can be occupying jail cells, they can be little robbers, murderers, little rapists, or whatever, because they have no, you know, they have, in other words, this thing that they want to do whatever they want to do. And they're not being really taught or controlled, because this friend of mine and his wife, what have you, you got a man and you got a woman in a family. You trying to teach or control the kids to don't do this or don't do that, and then you got grandma. Think that these little kids are the second coming of the Christ, you know, they're the second coming of Christ, or the Christ child, whatever, and they can't do no wrong, and here, baby, come on, or don't do, and they just, you know, So this is a lot of the problem. Nobody's in control of nothing. So these are where these kids are headed. And I just want to mention that. I want to get off this because I don't have but a few more minutes here. But this is something that I thought was worth mentioning. Now, my topic today is what I wanted to talk about was, and if, first of all, I want to say this. I'm going to say this, you know, this has nothing to do with anybody's belief system, you know, whether you believe in UFOs, aliens, the spirit world, Satan, God, Jesus, angels, or whatever. What I want to say is this, because I'm going to speak to it from the point of view that I know. Now, you don't have to believe this. There is a spirit out there, and he has many, many soldiers. And his name is known as Satan. He used to be called Lucifer, and he lived in the heavenly realm, in heaven. Now he lives now in the heavenly realms of not the third heaven, but in the air here on earth. They walk around among us. We don't know it, don't see it. A lot of people don't even believe it. But he's out there. And what I wanted to talk about was how he is influencing people and how he can manipulate things, manipulate people. He has a new tactic that he's using, not necessarily new, but fairly new. And one of the tactics that he has used through the years was ignorance and poverty to control people and to manipulate. And he's still doing that to some degree. But he's also using and manipulating people, and he is making them rich. Satan can make you rich. I know you've seen some of the movies where people supposedly have sold their soul to the devil, so to speak, for fame and fortune and so forth. That's sort of true to some extent, but it don't necessarily work that way. They don't necessarily come out and tell you, well, you know, if you go out and you do this, I'm going to make, you know, he talks to you and says, I'm going to make you rich, I'll do that. And he has the power to do that, because if he can manipulate, all it is manipulation. And you manipulate certain people in certain places, and you can make anything you want basically come about. You know, he can influence somebody to one person, one part of the country, one part of the world, to go to Los Angeles and go to such and such a street and whatever, and you're going to be contacted and whatever, you know. And he can manipulate this certain person to give you know, $1,000, donate $1 million, whatever. So he's out there working in that capacity. He's working with musicians, entertainers, and so forth. As long as they sort of preach his gospel, so to speak, carry out his agenda, all this violence and stuff in these hip hop and so forth music videos and whatever, CDs and what have you. And these people are making millions and millions and millions of dollars. And they'll, you know, you can laugh if you want to about what I'm saying, but that's okay. Satan is behind it, and he's making these people rich because they are preaching his gospel, and they are corrupting generations, and that's why we're headed downward. How much more can the society deteriorate? It can go further, and it's going further. And this is what he wants to do. Now, I'm going to say something real quick here, just an overall thing to say that why Satan is doing this. And I don't have time to go into a lot of detail, but I'm going to tell you a little short story here and kind of tell you how all of this began. First of all, Satan was in heaven. He was his name was Lucifer, and the title means light bringer, the enlightened one, and so forth. This is just part of what Satan was doing. But anyway, he was this head of this angelic realm, certain part of, you know, he had so many angels and so forth that, you know, he was the boss of, he was the general there. Now, there are other angels too, Michael, some of the other archangels, and then, you know, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of other angels. So Satan wanted to, Lucifer wanted to, wanted to overthrow God's government. I'll just put it that way, simply. He wanted to create and wanted to bring about a coup d'etat in heaven. So, make a long story short, he persuaded a third of all the angels to follow him. And that's how he got kicked out and end up down here. He was here before all this, before the earth and all this other stuff was created, because in the beginning was just water, and it was a type of hell to him and his angels, because they was that down just shut off, nothing to do. Excuse me. It wasn't a burning hell, but it was a sort of like a bottomless pit. But so that's how he got down here in the first place. So he can't communicate. You can't just come out. You know, you wake up one morning, you look over the, you know, across the breakfast table, and you know, see Satan sitting there. And he's going to talk to you, whatever. He doesn't operate that way. God has limited him very, very, very limited way that he can communicate with you, and it's on a mind level, subconscious level. And a lot of times, and people do a lot of stuff, and Satan have, excuse me, Satan has suggested these things to do. And a lot of people don't even know it. They just think that's a thought in their own mind, in which they have control over whether they want to do it or not. But he has taken control basically over a lot of people in the world. So he have he made people rich. He had people out there writing books, false gospels and false doctrines and false teaching and so forth. And these people have written books and were basically dictated by Satan to help destroy the world and the society. And these people have made a lot of money, and they go on tours, speaking tours and so forth. I'm not going to call any names or anything right now. Excuse me. But this is how it works. He's in the government. He's taken over basically most all of the governments. I mean, this government here, right here in the United States, is basically run by Satan. These different ways that he's you know, manipulating this, and the head, in the president. I mean, this guy has. I mean, he would be a general in Satan's army. I mean, he's a lot of people think that Mr. Obama is the, you know, he's the best thing to happen to this country since sliced bread. But I say, and people they get angry with me, I say Satan helped him to get elected where he could, one thing, be an embarrassment to a lot of black people here in America. Now, that's going to sound strange to some black people, because some black people think that, you know, just because, we got a black president, we this and that, and the man is a devil. I'm going to say it while I can say it, because they're trying to stop you from saying anything. You know, he's a big boy, so he can take criticism. He can criticize somebody else, so I can criticize him. So I say that he was set there, basically elected by Satan. He got into a lot of people, and he fooled a lot of people. And don't get me wrong, now the other side, on the Republican side, you know, they're much devils as he is. You know, they are in different ways. So, you know, nothing up there. You know, people have a choice between most times, but Republicans and the Democrats, and, you know, just one set of devils and in another set. So, but I'm just saying this here. So but Satan is basically in charge. Everything is being manipulated behind the scenes. Somebody trying to get us into another war right now. He's working on it. I'm talking about Satan. And you got these people, these Satan groups of people. You know, they just, you know, they're beating the war drums. We're running over in all different countries. That's why we're in a lot of the mess we're in. These ISIS and all these folks, there wasn't any group out there called ISIS before we start running over there trying to help people overthrow governments and so forth. Now, don't get me wrong, a lot of the people over there are really bad guys. But now what we got? Just say, for instance, in Iraq, Saddam Hussein, he was a bad guy. But the people that was there, they either had a choice to go along with it, maybe get out of the country or go somewhere else or what have you, learn how to work in the system, and at least they was living decently. Now, it's just a mess over there. Somebody's supposed to go over there and start, well, we got to get rid of him. And now what we got over there now? Chaos. all these little groups in these different countries over there, we're going to go over there and democratize all of these countries. You know, it sounds good. So-and-so, he's got to go. You know, Assad, he's got to go. You know, look at the mess we made over there in Syria. Look at the mess. Now we got ISIS, we got this, we got that. So Satan has learned how to divide and conquer, and it's of his making. And the reason people see that, let me say this too. There are a lot of people out here in the society, you know, that they they laugh about religion and stuff, but you know, if you'll notice, they are always making doing the horn signs with the hands. Notice them. That's a trend in the entertainment field. So now, whether they really believe that there's a devil or Satan or what have you, at least they are, you know, they are honoring him with this, all you know, with this signs of the horn sign with the hand. So somebody believes something, and some of them are dumb enough, some of these people are dumb enough to think that this spirit really has a kingdom, and they can go against God if it is one, according to them, that Satan's kingdom gonna last forever, just like God's kingdom. But see, Satan knows better, because his time and his days are numbered, and he's manipulating all these different people so they're gonna be destroyed right along with him, but they don't know that. So this is why Satan will do stuff for you. He hates you, but he will do stuff for you. He will use you. He's a seducer. This is what he is. He's a seducer and a manipulator. You know, it's like anything goes. That's why you believe in the devil or Satan or whatever, you can have, you know, you have no, there's no, you know, there's no moral boundary. Just anything you want to do, you know, they just, you know, if it feels good, do it. That's Satan's thing. See, I'm not gonna pick out any particular groups, but just anything you want to do when it comes down to Satan, it's right there, as long as he can manipulate you. And see, people think that, well, you know, God's got heaven, Satan got hell, and that's the way it's going to be. Satan people are going to go to heaven, some people are going to go to hell, or what have you. And some people out here thinking, they can say, well, gee, if I serve Satan good enough, you know, he'll take care of me, you know, I won't have to, you know, suffer or whatever in hell. Well, see, all of that's, and I'm not going to get into it, all of that's bunch of junk. There's going to be a lake of fire, and Satan and all the wicked is going to be consumed in it, you know, whether people like it or not. And you don't have to believe it, whatever, you know, just, you know, it's sort of a gamble. We go through it and say, well, I believe this and I believe that, and that's fine. All we're going to find out is who is going to be in charge. Who's going to be the last group standing? Who's going to be the last God standing? God or Satan? That's what it's come down to. Well, I see my time is about up. See you next time. God bless.